Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. Watch us on NBC Sports Washington. And we are presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That's the foursome. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it is the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialists in personal injury law. Hey, Coach, nothing to talk about, huh?
Yeah. This can be a quick one, I'm sure.
Coach, I was thinking about it during a break. This is, you know, we've had you on for years. Love you. This got to be, like, yesterday had to be your worst day as the coach of the Wizards, right? Is that when you found out about John's injury?
No, actually, I found out about it the day of our last game, that afternoon.
Okay.
Where we play Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that was a bad day.
it was a bad day all the way around.
Right. So
who told you? Yeah. Who called you?
I talked to Ernie in the afternoon.
Okay.
And he told me the news, and it was, I mean, it was definitely a punch in the gut. It was, you know, it's a surprise. I mean, he was on his way and had the surgery and was on his way to the recovery, whatever, I think they said 6 to 8 months or 9 months.
Right.
Just a freak deal, you know, fell, slipped.
Did he tell you how it happened? Did he tell you?
You know what? I never asked because, you know, I've been hurt many times, and that's the last thing you want to do is continue to go into detail.
Mm-hmm.
I know it happened. It happened, and unfortunately it happened. I feel bad for John. That guy loves the game. He competes, plays through everything, and this one he can't play through. And it hurts him. You know, when I did exchange a bunch of text messages, and I felt bad. I mean, he actually apologized. He said, "I'm sorry, Coach." And that hurt me.
Ooh.
And because he knows he wants to be out there. He knows it's hard on all of us that, you know, you're talking about one of the best players in the league and can't play. And like I said earlier, he's never been in this position many times where he can't play through everything. And this one, he's not be able to play through for up to maybe a year.
And he's not going to be the same, Scott. It's not like an ACL, which is like a tooth cleaning these days. These guys just come back 100%, hit the ground running. Achilles injuries are basically catastrophic. You can come back. Some guys do. DeMarcus Cousins is doing it right now, but you're not as explosive. He's a guy that relies on speed and explosion. He's going to have to redefine himself. The John Wall that we have known to grow and love is no longer going to be that guy anymore. It's just not possible.
No, I mean, that's one opinion, but there's also the other side. The other opinion is that he's still young. Most of these injuries happen in the mid-30s, and then I agree with you on that. Very rarely you can come back. I think there's, you know, Dominic Wilkins came back and was an all-star, but when you're young, yeah, it's definitely different. But I, you know, the only thing that I'm going to continue to encourage John and his group of people around him and our staff is just continue to just focus on the day-to-day recovery. Continue to be, you know, positive and do your job every day and let the outcome, you know, remain what it is. You know, I one thing about John, he's going to give effort. He's going to be diligent. Unfortunately for John, he's had a couple of these, knee surgeries. So he knows how to rehab. He knows how to come back from injuries. And he's going to have to just do it every day. It's going to be a long process. And he's going to need a lot of support from myself, our staff, our organization, the fans, his friends, the everything. But John, he's tough. The guy is as tough, and he's built for this. He's built to be able to handle this obstacle that's in front of him. And, you know, once he gets through it, he's going to have some tough days, and he's going to have some good days. He's just going to have to just keep, you know, piling up those good days.
Joined by Wizards coach Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. How did you break the news to John's teammates? How did that go? What was their reaction?
Well, I mean, you don't have to break the news anymore.
They already knew.
These guys know. I mean, everybody knows everything so quickly, and you know, I'm sure they've already had conversations with John. That's what teammates do. They support one another during tough times, and everybody knows it's tough on him. It's tough. He's been around the last couple of weeks, and it was good to see him around. And you know, now it's going to be different for another couple of weeks until he can start moving around a little bit. But it's definitely tough on us, but it's something that we're going to have to fight through and going to have to continue to work together and try to find some ways to generate some good play and get some wins along the way.
Talking to Coach Scott Brooks of the Washington Wizards, and you've gotten kind of used to playing without John Wall to some extent last season and this season. You're 9-9 in 18 games without John, but the defense in particular lately has been lacking. You've had, I think in the last five games, three opponents that have gone over 130 points. What's going on defensively?
Yeah, you know, it hasn't been good. We haven't been able to guard the ball. We haven't been able to guard the three-point line. We got to get better, and tonight's not going to be an easy task. We're talking about the best team in basketball with one of the, if not the best player right now, in Giannis. Got to play better. You know, without John, we've been, right there at 500. 9-9 during this stretch of games, and we got 29 games to go. If we want to make the playoffs, we're going to have to start winning some of these games on the road, and we're going to have to start playing a little better defense like we were playing. There's about a stretch of 10 games. We were really, maybe even 12 games, we were really good. It's kind of slipped by us in the last couple of games. We've got to get back to it.
You know, where is this team in terms of, we were talking about during the break, man, when you were in OKC and you had Westbrook and you had KD and you even had Harden there. I mean, the talent level was just
surge,
just insane. Where is this team talent-wise? Because I feel like, okay, there's not that, they don't have that kind of talent, but there's no reason why they can't play significantly better defense.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. There's definitely, we've had our share of tough luck with some injuries, but
still,
we still got to be out there and compete. Yeah, I agree. We still have to be out there and compete. We got, you know, Thomas Satoransky has been, you know, he's been playing well. He's had a couple of off games, but he's a guy that's a bright spot that has continued to improve. But we need better. We need better from a lot of guys. You know, Otto has been in a shooting slump. Otto needs to play better, and hopefully he can break out of it tonight. It'd be big for us because, like I said, we're playing against the best team in basketball. But we got to play better, and, you know, we've had some tough luck this year, but we can't worry about that. We just got to focus on the next day and the next game.
Hey, Coach, I want to bring you back to four games ago when you guys lost to Cleveland by three. And I didn't see the end of the game, but JP talked about it on the show. He said that Bradley, in the last possession, you called a timeout, or maybe Cleveland called a timeout, and Bradley was on the bench. So he was not on the floor for the last play. I want to get your thought process there. Was that just the message that you were sending to the starters or to Bradley in particular? Why wasn't Bradley on the floor for that last possession?
Well, the way I look at it, the starters had probably, 35 minutes to prove that they were a better team than Cleveland that night.
And right.
We were down by 25.
Right, right.
So that basically answered my own question. You know, I'm about giving guys a fair opportunity. And the guys off the bench from those eight or nine minutes, they came back from like 25, 23 points. They deserved the chance. They earned that right to get the win or get the tie. And you know what? That's just the way it is. We're going to play them again this week. So you got another chance to prove that you're better. The game of sport is about proving who's better during your particular game. And you can't worry about anything else other than doing your job. And we didn't do our job that night. And that's the bottom line. And nothing against anybody on our team, but that's their job is to come out there and compete. And I don't think we did at the appropriate level to win an NBA basketball game.
Now, guys, watching that game, I agree with most of what you say. Your guys brought you back in the game, the reserves. But then when it's down to 10 seconds left and you have to draw up one play, and I believe, look, the play you drew up, I don't think it worked out. The inbounds went to Torrey Brown, if I recall, and didn't even get a shot up. I mean, it just didn't work out. But I want Bradley on the court,
right,
regardless of what happened.
He was sending a message.
3.5 quarters.
I backed you on that, Coach.
I agree. I mean, it's just part of being a coach. You got to make tough decisions.
Mm-hmm. But are you kind of sacrificing that game, knowing it's not our best shot in this possession?
Well, they didn't even get a shot.
Definitely it's not our best shot. Our best players are not.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's the bottom line is we got to play better against teams that don't have good records. And you know, right now we don't have a good record. We can't come into the game and thinking that, you know what, just because they have a worse record than us, that they're just going to give it to us. You got to earn every win in this league. And I love Brad. I love all of our guys. Our guys usually play hard, and we were playing really well, and we were playing hard. We just had a bad night.
Right.
And the start of games, though, recently has been a problem, right?
Definitely last game. We have to – our starts and our third quarter starts haven't been good. But we can't have any slip-ups tonight. We got to play 48 minutes of solid basketball.
Talking to Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. What do you think about the Sixers team now? They trade for Tobias Harris to go along with Ben Simmons, Embiid, Redick, and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I just saw that an hour ago. That was they're definitely talented. They're improving their team. They're loaded. I don't know how. I mean, coach is going to have to put it all together, and he will. It's a good problem to have. they're definitely – they got a lot of different options. They got a lot of tools in their toolbox. He can go a lot of different routes. But that's not my concern right now. We got to figure out how we can get better and improve. And if something comes up for us, you know, obviously we will think about doing things ourselves.
Coach, you're not dumb. You know the situation, right? You know John's going to be gone for, you know,
at least a year.
A year and a half, if you include this year. You know.
By the way, thanks for the compliment.
You're not. You're not. I mean, you know what's going on.
Can you call my wife,
yes,
please?
She knows.
We'll spread the word for you, Coach.
Anytime. We can have her on the show if you want.
Yeah.
But, Coach, I mean, come on. You can see the writing on the wall. Without John, you know, you got Bradley. You got Otto, who's making a ton of money, but, you know, might be overpaid. There's talk around town from the fans that they want to see kind of the button be reset here. But you guys are stuck with the salaries. But how do you feel when you hear this in the media, or do you hear it from the fans that they just aren't happy with the current status of the team, and they don't know what options you have because you have three high paid players that you might not be able to move?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Without John, it does definitely hurt. It's definitely a blow. I feel for John. I mean, it hurts us, but it, you know, for John, everything goes back to John. We want John to get better. We want John to worry about his health, and so we can improve as we go along. But as our team, you know, what are you going to do? You got to go out there and compete. You got to go out there and give yourself a chance to get better and to improve. But if something comes up, we have to consider things to help our team. We definitely will. Ernie is definitely looking at things and trying to improve our team as we go along. But without John for, you know, maybe, you know, majority of the next season is not the ideal situation, but it also opens up opportunities for other guys. And Brad has really developed into a really big-time player and a great leader. And he's going to get more of that responsibility as we go forward.
I just sense a little more openness to looking at things, looking at other possibilities. Have you had a conversation with Ernie or Ted or anybody there in the front office since John's injury where you guys have acknowledged we need to open this up here a little bit and look at every opportunity, maybe in ways that we hadn't in the past?
Not yet. I mean, we just knew about this a couple of days ago, so it's definitely fresh. It's something that definitely will be addressed and going forward. But right now, we can't worry about that right now. But it's definitely something that we'll sit down and talk about as we move forward. But
when's the deadline?
The concern right now is not that.
Tomorrow at 3:00.
Well, I thought you meant like long.
Well,
going
I mean,
forward,
like, sure, no, like, let's just maybe start doing something now.
Yeah, and is there a possibility that Trevor might get moved, Jeff, Otto, anything like that? Has that been talked about?
Well, just this, I'll just put it this way: nothing's really been, you know, not talked about. We always talk, and we're, if there's something that's going to help our team, you know, going forward, we have to look at that. It only makes sense. But right now, you know, we're just going to worry about. I'm just worried about tonight. We got to focus on trying to put ourselves together and get ourselves to compete against one of the best teams in basketball.
By the way, how do you make Giannis take shots outside of the lane?
I don't know, but when he does that, it's in our favor. That guy, I don't know, man. I've seen so many clips of him, watching the tape on him, and I've never seen, like, the game against Brooklyn. It was like 3 seconds, and it didn't count, but he just missed it. He took two dribbles. It was like 3-point line to basket.
Yeah.
And I've seen it many times where it's three dribbles from basket to basket. I've never seen a guy do that before, and I don't think I will see a guy do it in my lifetime. The guy is so long and athletic and fast and quick and strong now. All of a sudden, he's strong. It used to be able, you could push him around, but not anymore. He pushes people around.
He has a brother who's in the league too. I can't remember. I don't know these. He might be like a G League guy, but I would draft all the Antetokounmpos.
Yeah, if he has like four other brothers,
yeah,
just pick him.
I can't remember which team he's on. He's just like on the bench of somebody.
Yeah, I think he's in a. I don't know. Was it maybe Dallas? Yeah,
I think it's Dallas. Dallas. I think that's right.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that move?
There's a lot of moves. The league is. This is a scary time for players, but also a good time for players. It's, you know, you got opportunities to move around. I've been there before as a player, but that's part of the business.
What do you think of that pairing, though? What do you think of that pairing, Doncic with Porzingis?
I mean, anytime you can put two good players together, you're in a good position to create success.
That pick and pop game is going to be ridiculous.
Some good shooters. Both are, I mean, they both are obviously high IQ players that play at a high level, and they played a lot of good basketball. You know, they have to get healthy.
Hey, Scott, if I had to bet money on the Wiz making a move or two, would I bet on them, or, you know, where would I want to be on that one?
Like I said earlier, we're just focused on, if something comes up, obviously we will look at everything that is on, that comes up, and to make us better. I don't know. I mean, it's, we always got to look to improve our team, whether it's the next day or this summer. We gotta work on ways to get our team better.
I guess what I'm trying to ask you, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like, doesn't the John Wall injury change things like almost immediately? Like, wow, we're going to have to be more active one way or the other than we thought. This is a game changer, the injury.
Well, we definitely have to look at things, and it might be, you know, sooner than later.
Right.
But we know that he's going to be out, you know, could be out the majority of the season. That's not going to be, you know, easy, but it's going to give other guys opportunities to.
All right. Well.
Still there. I know he must be in his
apartment. He's walking and talking or something.
He loves to walk around cities.
Probably grabbing Starbucks out in Milwaukee.
All right, let's let him go.
All right, talk to Coach. Thank him. We tried to ask him every kind of way
we asked him the tough questions.
He can't get specific because he's got players on his roster.
Of course not.
No, I'm not saying we want to trade for X.
They're exploring a lot of possibilities.
But
what I'm trying to get is
this is a game-changer injury. Yeah. It changes the dynamic of your franchise. For, I don't know, the next 5 to 10 years.
It has to. Look, you have to decide, are you going to build around Bradley Beal, or are you going to completely hit the reset button? But you have to know that you can't just bring the band back together and hover around 500.
You can't just
not
stand
good
pat.
Enough.
No, you can't do that.
And I get from the coach's perspective, like he said, we're 9-9 without John Wall. So like he thinks they can compete. But after the last 5 seasons where you have been winning and making the playoffs, it's not good enough.
I can imagine how pissed he was. I'm glad we talked about that Cleveland Cavalier game because you could tell he was pissed just talking about it. And that was, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He must have been really pissed.
He was salty.
I understand his point. Look, the starters were down by 25, so I said, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't expect your reserves to get you to come back to all the way within three. And my point is, when that happens, then have your best five out there for potential game-tying play.
I think Eric was right. I mean, when he asked him, I can't remember what you asked him or how you asked it, but when your guys play for, you know, 46 minutes, mm-hmm. and they sucked, right? Or they don't play the 46, but your starters play for like 35 or 40 minutes, and they suck. You want to send a message to those guys, hey, yeah. you know what? If you're going to keep playing like that, I'm not going to give you opportunities.
He was kind of sacrificing that game just to make that point.
Yeah. Exactly.
He kind of was.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. If you want to chime in on Coach Scott Brooks, 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right.
That's a good bet. I do like that bet.
All right. Right now, we're going to switch gears, open up the entertainment page. I'm sure the Wizards will probably make a deal right after we go off the air, because that's what happens. We go off the air, and then the news happens.
I think if they make a deal, I think it'll be small. I think the biggest would be Otto.
Would you want it, like, let's say all things being equal, would you want to be, like, the next GM of the Wizards? Would you want that job to try to get yourself out of that mess?
Only if I was grossly overpaid.
No. Let's just say all things being equal, you're not doing it for money. Would you want that job?
I would.
It'd be an interesting
job.
It's
a huge challenge.
Be way too much. Way too many hours.
I wouldn't know where to start.
You hire some people under you that could help you out, like Cakes.
I start off by calling, the Lakers, Celtics right now and say,
yeah, but you're just
what are you
going to
give me
for
Brad? Yeah,
you're
well, that's
grasping.
What you do.
Cakes
grasp.
The consultant.
You've got to have a plan, though.
If Cakes the consultant went over to Wizards headquarters today, I would go to Ernie Grunfeld and say, get the Pellies on the line and get the Jazz on the line, because they showed interest in Otto's big bloated contract. Okay, let's revive those trade talks. Let's get it up and running, baby. Yeah. That's what Cakes the consultant would do.
I'd give you Otto. You can take him off the books.
Yeah, you know what? I would ship him off for a song. I wouldn't care. I don't care that I'm not getting fair value in return. You know what I'm getting in return? A guy who's not making $27 million and killing my salary cap.
All right, boys. Well, let me try to entertain you, just distract you here for a little bit, talk about the world of Hollywood and entertainment. I guess this is the lead story. Valdez, you can help me with this. Apparently, according to Radar Online, Michael Jackson's body may be, how do you pronounce it, Cakes? Exhumed?
Exhumed
as 11 more sex assault victims come forward.
Ooh, jeez.
An army of victims is gathering to demand the superstar's body be exhumed and examined for DNA clawed from their bodies during horrific sexual assault.
Now, these wanted to test AWOD to see whether he knew what that word meant. My early lean was no.
Exhumed?
Yes. Or if he could pronounce it.
Oh, he's got to know what exhumed means. Is he not in there?
I don't know that he knows what that word means.
Oh, I would bet. Let's bet.
He's not in
you
there.
Would bet that he knows what that word
the
means?
The word exhumed means?
Oh, I don't know.
He's cutting the Brooks interview.
Well, nobody's going to know.
Oh, this is more important.
This is more important. Can you grab him for 1 minute?
I'm going to wager a dollar.
What the word exhumed means?
No.
I don't think he knows that. How would he know that?
He didn't know Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Hyde. He's a big stupid.
He didn't know Jekyll and Hyde.
No, he's a little stupid.
He's a big dumb dog.
Right, he's going to say, using a sentence, how can you say it without giving it away?
Give him no clues.
Can you go get him, please?
Just ask him what
the Brooks cut.
I just texted him. I said, run back here.
All right. What do you think? You think he doesn't know?
Of course he doesn't know.
There's no idea what that means.
How can you not know what that means?
Dude, he's a guy who bragged about his math skills and said he got a D in calculus. Who does that? Who brags and says I got a D?
By the way.
He said longevity drive.
I tweeted out a picture of my daughter's math homework.
Why do you think he knows exam? Yeah.
Tweeted out a pic of my daughter's math homework, and there, I guarantee you could lock that idiot in a room for 10 years, and he wouldn't be able to figure out one. I mean, I looked at it and my brain nearly exploded.
Your daughter's a junior.
Longevity drive.
She's a junior, right?
Junior in high school.
She's taking high level math.
High level. Super, like way above anything I ever took.
I mean, I can tell you, looking at fifth grade math is tough.
It's challenging. It's tough.
Is he coming? Is he coming? All right. You don't need to come in here.
What's up, Donkey Dong?
It's fine.
You don't need to come in here.
It's just one question.
All right.
Do you know
here you
what?
Go. Here's put your dollar.
Do you know what exhumed means?
What does the word exhumed mean?
Can I ask to use it in a sentence?
No.
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 So I guess that's the answer.
It's like,
I should have given you 50 cents.
Why don't you try to use it in a sentence before you answer?
All right, when I was picking up the dust, it exhumed out of the vacuum.
He's a college grad. Go back to work. The word exhumed.
Oh, this is going to be a tip at MGM today.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what are you going to use that dollar
for?
We
split a Pop Tart, so maybe that's.
We chopped a Chop Tart. It was delicious for breakfast.
I didn't chop mine.
No, you did not.
You had all 400 calories all by yourself?
420, I believe.
Oh, man. It was so good. We have to Chop Tart it up a little more often.
Yeah. We need to toast it, though, before we bring it in here.
Toast it next time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Believe it or not, Bill Cosby's wife, Camille. Has yet to visit her husband in prison. Do you buy that, Jason?
Yes.
Why would she?
They say she does call him occasionally.
She's out.
She called him for 4 minutes on their 55th anniversary. They say, though, that in general, she tries to make it so that she's busy when he's free. So she goes swimming in her pool in the morning right before breakfast. She goes swimming again right before lunch. And then she goes swimming
when she
right
knows
before
he's going to call.
Katie Ledecky.
She's trained for the Olympics or something, senior Olympics.
Jason probably thinks she's cute.
All to avoid.
That's so dumb.
All to avoid Bill's phone calls. All right. All of us, I think, here, except for Cakes, listen to the Serial podcast.
Oh, I didn't listen
to
it.
No, I didn't.
Are you kidding?
None of us have.
I didn't.
Well,
sorry.
Drabby listened to it. Valdez listened to it. I did, and the rest of the country did.
Yeah.
Well, these three guys did not.
I don't know how you guys didn't get in on that. HBO is trying to jump in the fray here, and they're doing their own little Adnan, the Adnan Syed. They're doing their own documentary of the case.
Adnan Burke.
Now, they're not. It's a different production team. It's not the Serial people, but they're going to use the main character, the main guy in it, and do their own documentary.
You still haven't watched the Bundy tapes, Richie.
I'm definitely going to watch that. I just keep forgetting. I'm not even thinking
about
it.
It's riveting.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Psychotic. You understand? He jumped out. I don't want to give it away.
No, you can tell me.
He was representing himself for one of these cases.
Yeah.
Right? And he was jumping off of his bed in his cell onto the floor. Yeah. Just kept jumping off.
Maybe he was working on his vertical. He was doing plyo.
He kept jumping,
he didn't need the jump soles.
For hours, he would just jump. It's because he was representing himself, and in the courtroom, during a recess, they put him in some room. He opened up the window and jumped 30 feet down
He was preparing his legs for the impact.
And jump around.
Hell yeah, he got away for 90 days, wasn't it?
Jump around.
The first one was 30 days. He escaped again.
It was months. He got away for months.
But hold on. That can really help you withstand the impact if you practice jumping?
No.
I don't know. He was psycho.
You won't do that and jump out the window.
But that's what he did. That son of a bitch.
It's unbelievable. I love that.
you got to watch that.
You love the serial killer escape.
I love that story. Did he kill while he was on the run?
No, he was in a cabin.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Did he have anybody help him? How did he find a cabin?
He ran through the woods.
He was running through the mountains.
And he just found the cabin.
He uses an actual cabin. They buy it. They think it's a great idea. Oh, we're going to be in this cabin all the time. And never
That's where a lot of dogs go. They find cabins.
I'm telling you, you got to watch
it. Because cabins are always empty.
You're right.
They're always empty.
But it must have killed him inside that he couldn't get out of prison to go kill again. So he would do anything. And he jumped out a freaking building.
Do you think he more wanted to get out to kill again or more wanted to get out just to be free?
Well, he hated being incarcerated like anybody would.
Right.
But he wanted to kill.
Did he say why he liked to kill?
He talks all about it, brother.
Yeah.
You got to see it.
Yeah?
It's great.
Any of the reasons sort of plausible, like they make sense to a normal person or no? Like,
No, he was wired. He was screwed up.
Does he understand that he's wired differently and all that?
No, he was a narcissist, sociopath.
So he thought he was normal?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course.
All right, when we come back, it is Game Show Wednesday.
Doing?
We're playing
Dunkey's
Pyramid.
I thought you were going to talk about Liam Neeson.
I got a lot of stuff. Liam Neeson, we didn't even talk about it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Days ago.
No, but he did an interview talking about
this. Is this a big publicity stunt for his movie about being a plow driver?
Probably.
Is that what this is?
I doubt it.
The
he's
cold
taking
pursuit.
All these bullets just to sell tickets.
Well, I'll tell you what, the brother's not going to go see it.
If you want to play Junkie's Pyramid, you can call us now.
Junkie's Pyramid?
636-1067.
Just do 10th caller.
All right.
We're talking about Liam.
Interested in heating up that career and joining a 5-star team, people? Well, then don't miss Crop Metcalf's career fair events this Wednesday in Fairfax and Thursday in Beltsville. Crop Metcalf is hiring the very best in residential and commercial HVAC, plumbing, pest control, office support, and sales, and offers excellent benefits, competitive wages, and a consistent year-round work schedule. For details, call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com/careerfair. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. Also, you can take us with you anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app. It's fantastic. And you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. All right, here's the deal. We got a bunch of prizes to give away. We're going to play Junkie's Pyramid, but we're going to modify it. Last time we had listeners versus listeners.
Yes.
They would pick a junkie to be their partner, and we would guide them to hopefully fill out the junkie's pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if you get 5 and 45 seconds, we're going to hook you with the prize.
Sounds good.
So
I like
hopefully
it.
We will have winners quickly.
Winners galore.
Yes.
I like it.
So listeners will punch them up. They will choose a junkie to be their partner. And then we'll be given a category, look at it for a couple seconds, and then you have to try and get them to 5 within 45.
All right, so how many do I punch up?
Just one at a time.
One at a time. All right. By the way, we're going to have a vocab quiz with Adam.
Yes,
absolutely. By the end of the week. Can we do that? Like a real simple, like a fifth grader vocab quiz?
Well, it should be a day when we have 100 prizes, too, because I'm guessing he's not going to.
So we're
going to
give away a lot of them.
Yeah, I would guess.
I mean,
did
I know we've
did
done
you look
that.
Up Exhumed? You did.
Are you kicking yourself for not knowing it? Because you've probably heard that word a billion times.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw like a movie recently where they exhumed a body and used the word exhumed, right. And I just forgot.
Have you ever used the word exhumed?
No, and I don't plan on it.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, let's go to Adam. Adam, what's up? Not our Adam.
What's up?
Another Adam. Hey,
Adam,
buddy.
Who do you want to be your partner?
I'll go with Bish.
All right.
Adam and Bish. Bish Bucks.
Just give him the category. Just name the category. We're going to make it simple.
His category is penalties and infractions.
Penalties and infractions. So, Adam, Jason's going to give you clues. You need to get 5 and 45 seconds. If we get to the fifth thing, you're a big winner. You'll go to the Zach Brown concert.
All right.
Clock starts on Jason's first clue.
Okay.
All right. NFL, D Ford, across the line. What do you say?
Pass interference.
Oh, across.
Offside.
There you go. Taking 3 steps in hoops.
Traveling.
There you go. Interfering with a receiver when the ball's in the air.
Pass interference.
There you go. Throwing to the wrong bag and off the pitcher's mound.
Crazy pitch.
Not coming to a full stop.
Rhymes with walk.
There you go.
Big baseball fan.
There you go.
Oh, we got 4.
Yeah, I took too long on the ball.
So is he Dunsky or
Dunsky? We move on to the next contestant.
The next one was icing. I would have not gotten that one.
That'd be tough.
I don't know what clue I'd give for
you say
icing.
Hockey.
Frosting.
Birthday cake.
Actually, Lurch, don't say anymore because we can use it again.
Oh, okay.
We only got to get 5.
All right. I probably should cross that one out since I already said it.
All right, let's go to Chris in Martinsburg. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey,
choose buddy. Your partner.
I'm going to do flakes.
All right.
All right, what is said category?
It's going to be, what does it say, famous lefties?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Famous lefties.
They're probably pretty
starting...
easy. Oh, come on, those are easy.
Now, golfer, kind of chubby, lives in California.
Bill Mickelson.
Yes. Had a dad, played baseball. He's a Hall of Famer, hit a ton of dingers. The kid.
Barry Bonds.
The kid.
Ken Griffey.
Seattle,
Ken
yes.
Griffey.
The beard, Houston Rockets.
James Harden.
Yes. Dodgers, pitcher. Cy Young Award winner,
Kershaw.
I think. Yeah. Shorty, soccer player, Argentina. Never won a World Cup. Pass.
Not neat.
Left-handed quarterback, 49ers, won Super Bowl, not Joe Montana.
10 seconds left.
Steve Young.
Yes!
Winner!
He's a winner. How do you not get Lionel Messi? Hey, congrats.
Did you pass tickets. On one?
I passed on Messi because he couldn't get it.
Okay. You get tickets to see Zach Brown Band when their tour Down the Rabbit Hole Live stops at Jiffy Lube Live, August 25th. Tickets go on sale Saturday, 10 a.m. through Live Nation's courtesy Live Nation. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
That was a close one. I was getting dicey at the end there.
Nah, you did well. You did well.
All right, continue?
Yeah.
All right.
We have tickets to go see Impractical Jokers, MGM National Harbor.
Impractical Jokers. Those are the New Yorkers.
Yeah,
my kids love that.
Funny.
They love that show.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Germantown. Chris, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey. How's it going?
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
It's Christopher.
Good. I will take Cakesy.
All right, coming off a dub. Probably a good choice.
All right, let me see the cats.
Your category is...
Hold on, Chris.
Just hold on, relax.
Your category is famous sports journalists / broadcasters.
All right, it starts with my first clue. All right. He's short. He's on ESPN. He gives a lot of NFL skinny. Went to Michigan.
Jay Glazer.
Black hair.
Pass.
All right, local. Wrote for the Washington Post. Half of PTI along with Tony Kornheiser.
Michael Wilbon.
Yes. Back. Every nickname on ESPN ever. Big fatty. Loves Doritos. Been on NFL shows for 20, 30 years.
Chris Berman.
Yes. I'm going to pass on this guy.
Nickname
is Nancy. Calls golf.
Nickname is Nancy.
That works. Have a take. Don't suck. In the jungle. Radio. Been on forever. Races horses.
Oh, Jim Rome. Who was the first guy?
He used Nancy.
Who was the dark
Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter.
I said dark-haired shorty. He works for ESPN.
Breaks NFL
nuggets.
Stories. Yeah.
Nickname so, is Nancy.
I got in the box there.
I think we need to be liberal.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. Right,
and we got to give these.
Pretty close.
We got to give these
we
away.
We can do yeah. one more.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to go not to the same people all the time.
Wow. Switch it up.
Impossible.
It's impossible. I know. Let's go to
they
Steve.
Love the prizes.
Steve, what's up, man?
What up, Junks?
Steven is my name.
Who would you like to team up with in Junkie's Pyramid?
Let me go with JP.
All right. JP is up.
Uh-oh.
All right. Your category is desserts.
Oh. JP should do well here. He does have a sweet tooth. He does.
Hey, can I go in
dessert.
Any order?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can skip around.
All right. By the way, I guess I could only skip one because I need to get five. All right. Ready?
Yes, Richie.
Some people call it fried dough. Cakes and I actually worked at a stand at Wild World for
funnel cake. Funnel cake.
Yes. Yep. LB cake.
Pound cake.
It's yes. a good guess.
Italian cheating. Italian ice cream.
Ooh.
Italian ice cream.
Gelati.
Yes.
Ooh.
Is it gelato?
Yeah, but it's
whatever.
Fine.
It's close enough.
Not a
gelati.
Lemon, but very similar
lime.
To lemon.
Lime.
Yes, but not a cake, but a.
Florida.
Key lime pie.
Yes.
Key lime pie.
How am I going to get this one? Wow.
Struggling.
Both of these. Another Italian dessert.
Ooh.
I think it's an Italian dessert. It's very fancy.
Pass.
Tiramisu?
Tiramisu.
Wow, I would have been terrible at that.
I got 4 out of 5.
It's not
the other
bad.
One was, how do you get creme brulee?
Creme brulee is tough.
I mean, but creme brulee is
torch. Sugar.
Custard.
Crack.
Very good. Crack. It is like crack.
All right, so what we'll do is the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to see the Krangis McBasketball World Comedy Tour starring the Impractical Jokers on June 9th at the Theater MGM National Harbor. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. It's courtesy of the theater at MGM National Harbor. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was struggling on key lime pie as well.
Key lime pie is delicious. All it is delicious.
And Drab put in there, do not say pie. I understand. LB cake was a little shaky.
I think you're well within your parameters there to use LB cake.
Adam, do you know what placenta is?
Is it plant-based?
It's a great question.
Why can't you just answer no? Do you know what it is?
All right. Can we do a vocab quiz?
Yes, but he can't be dumb on purpose.
By the way,
you're not being dumb on purpose, are you?
I don't think we have to worry about that.
I don't know what placenta means.
Hey, you have your debut this week, right? Can you tell the people?
All right.
This is an announcement of epic proportions. Starting this Sunday.
Spell epic.
E-P-I-C. 106.7 The Fan will be changed forever as Adam Epstein will start hosting a weekend show starting this Sunday at 7 p.m. JP can't stop me anymore. The AWOD Army is growing forever.
At what time? 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
That's our old time slot.
It is.
Now, we went like 4 hours. What are they giving you?
We did actually 5 to 9.
We're going to do 60 minutes of nonstop action.
They like AWOD in short bursts.
You know what? Pete Medhurst can't wait.
Do you have a co-host?
Why don't you ask Pete to co-host?
So the Play to Win guys are done.
The Play to Win podcast is still on iTunes, but this is the Adam Epstein show, going to be featuring Adam Epstein and nobody else.
I'm sure Pete will do the updates for you.
He will. Or you can have him on. He'll just talk Patriot League hoops.
Could do that, too.
He'll be your first guest.
I already got A-10 hoops covered by myself, so.
Oh, yeah. So that'd be riveting.
Right, congratulations.
Sunday, not Saturday. Yes,
congratulations.
Sunday, 7 p.m.
What is your lead in?
I'm going to tell you how Thanos is going to die.
He doesn't know what a lead in is.
Do you know what a lead in is, stupid?
We'll see tomorrow. Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.